If someone gasped out loud and said, "Something's wrong with me," and quit breathing and fell, we have options. We could stand back and go, "Well, that's too bad. Oh, well, didn't expect that." Or we could do what most of us would do. We would run to that person. We would check their pulse. And what we would do more than anything else is that we would breathe into their mouth our breath. Because what we would be trying to do is breathe life back into that person. Breathe for them. Breathe into them. You may have noticed that in our songs today, the word breath is being used over and over and over again. The breath of God through God's Holy Spirit is available to all people 24/7. And all over the world, even right now at this moment, God, through His Spirit, is breathing new life into people. Jesus said, "You can't tell when the Spirit will come. It's like the wind blowing. You're not sure where it came from or where it's going to go." But there are many of us over the years who have experienced God breathing spiritually for us when we became dried out and withered and bored. In this wonderful story, in Ezekiel chapter 37, just before Ezekiel chapter 37, God is giving Israel, a nation that used to be a vibrant nation, that it started way back even when Adam was created, and God did something to Adam that He does to us even today. He breathed into him life. And even though we were born physically, there is a spiritual part of us where God's Spirit is wanting to continually breathe new life into us. If you're here today and religion has been boring, it's been something you're not interested in, that's what every person has to decide. But there's something different between religion and spirituality, where God's Spirit is breathing new life into us. God pours out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us. So God gives Ezekiel, through Ezekiel to Israel, a heads up. This nation that used to be loving and vibrant and would breathe new life into other nations became bored. And so God wants to breathe new life into them. And in chapter 36, here's what He says. Maybe it's somewhat symbolic, but I can almost hear God saying this to us today. Here's what He says. "I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. And I'm going to give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone." Or maybe we could read it this way. "I will remove from you your heart of traditional boredom. And I will give you a heart of feeling, of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees, and you will keep my words." This beautiful language that was spoken thousands of years ago, which is as fresh and vibrant today as it was back then. So in Ezekiel chapter 37, we have this remarkable story. It's called the Valley of Dry Bones, but it's one of the most remarkable stories in all of the Bible. Ezekiel was one of these guys that had dreams and visions, and he was a prophet of God. He was a preacher, and God said, "Go over here, I'm going to show you something, and then I want you to preach to the people." And what he saw was remarkable. "The hand of the Lord was upon me, and He brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the valley that was full of bones. And he led me back and forth among, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were dry. Now, my question for all of us is, have you ever experienced in your life spiritual dryness, where you just wonder where God has gone? If there is a Holy Spirit, why isn't he bringing freshness to me? And I love the story I heard years ago, which I thought was brilliant. There was this older gentleman who loved to fish on Saturday mornings. He had a river just down below his property, and all his buddies fished too. But they were always trying to get him to go with them to try different rivers, because there's beautiful rivers all over the country, and we can go to a new river. Let's try something new. And the gentleman said, "Why would I want to go to a new river? I fish in a new river every Saturday." And they said, "What do you mean you fish in a new river? You fish in the same river." He goes, "Oh no, I don't fish in the same river." "Well, don't you fish in that river down behind the barn?" "Yeah." "And that's where you fish every Saturday?" "Yeah." "How can you say it's a new river?" He said, "Because the water is always flowing. When I step in the water and lift my foot and put my foot back down, it's a brand new river. The river has always been flowing. In fact," he said, "I remember when I first started fishing in that river, and I saw rocks and I saw stones and I saw various things. And as the years went by, even months gone by, those rocks go and other rocks appear. Bigger rocks that used to be gnarly and sharp have been smoothed over by the waters. Oh, don't you know when water's flowing, it's always creating something new?" And so in each one of us, God has spoken to us, not just to our head, but right into that inner spirit of us. In fact, Paul says, God's Spirit testifies to our own spirit that we belong to God. And he's always shaping us. He's always molding us. He's always bringing newness into us. It's up to us to receive this wonderful breath of God. So he has Ezekiel go out and preach to all these people. And I'm going to start reading, and I want you to hear a word that I'm going to repeat, not because I'm repeating it, but because the scripture does. And notice the spiritual part of all of this. "Then God said to me, 'Preach to these dry bones.'" Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Maybe we have a dry heart. "This is what the sovereign Lord says to the bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin, and I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. And so I prophesied as I was commanding. And I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on all of the dry bones, and they came to life. And then he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath, prophesy to the people, and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain, that they may receive the breath of life.'" And so when Jesus, years later, started preaching, here's what he said. "Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within them." By this, he meant the Spirit. And that's our reality today. And I know that a sermon like this might be a little more palatable if it was in the evening and we've been awake for a while. But no matter where we are in life, no matter what's happening in our life, the Spirit of God is at work in us, even when we don't recognize that he's doing a great work for us. He's always breathing life into us. And I don't mean just life where you get up and you go to school or you go to work, but I mean life that's always making us understand God's will better and understanding who Jesus is and understanding that we are never alone, never alone. Relationships can be tricky. Sometimes having our first love was over the moon. We couldn't believe those feelings we had for this person. Some people have stayed with that person all of their life, and it's been good. Some people have said, that's not going to work out for me, and they've moved on and so forth, and God bless them with it. But one of the cool things that I've enjoyed over the years is watching some of the older people, and I'm, you know, close to 60 years old, and yet people who are much older than me, who've been married for almost 60 years, and they still have a twinkle in the eye for each other. There's still a spark of excitement for each other. And in talking with one of those older couples recently, the comment that they made to each other was, oh, it's different than it was when we were young, but it's just as exciting today as it ever was. The Spirit of God working in our life is creating a new faith, even if we walked for Jesus for years. He's never finished with us yet. So I close with one of the last things that Jesus ever said in the entire Bible. It's found in Revelation. And here's what Jesus said. I am making everything new. I am making everything new. He's not saying one day I will change everything. I am in the process of making everything new. And you and I are part of that everything. I am making you new. If we will receive the Spirit of God working in our life, we will never stay the same. Throughout the rest of our life, we will grow as God leads us. Sometimes we can feel it. Sometimes we can see it. Sometimes we can't. But then we look back and we go, oh yeah, that was God that did all of that. We're never alone, and he's always breathing freshness in our life. May you and I open up the Spirit within us to experience God's Holy Spirit changing us, growing us, so that we might breathe new life into others as well. Amen.